This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com. She was barefooting.
Hey, little girl, with your red dress on. Mariana Huddleston joins me live in studio, a former Olympic swimmer and aquatics director at ACAC Downtown. And which is closed this week, so y'all could clean the pools. Is that right?
Yes.
How's
yes,
that going?
Yes. It's going well. It's been quite a process all week, but we'll definitely be ready to open on Saturday.
That's great. So what is, for people like me who are looking at the closed sign and crying, where the pools are closed, you like drain all the pools and get in there with brushes and literally clean? Is it like that?
Yeah, I mean, we don't get to do it very often. We have to do it every couple of years or so. So we have to drain all the pools, pressure wash them, get them nice and cleaned. But pretty much we've been cleaning the entire aquatic center all week.
Wow, it's going to be nice.
We hope so.
Yeah. Mariana, of course, let's start with just a Mariana Huddleston 101, where you're from, your background. And then I want to talk about your swimming career and your experience in the Olympics.
Sure. Well, I'm originally from Macedonia.
Which for people like me, where is that?
For people, that's it's north of Greece. It used to be a part of Yugoslavia. I was born there. I lived there for about 13 years, and then I moved to the United States. I lived in Florida for about 5 years. I went to high school there and swam, and then I came to Charlottesville in 99 and swam for UVA and have been here ever since.
There you go. Wow. So... did you start swimming in Macedonia as a child?
Yes, I started when I was six when I started.
Swimming like, not just playing swimming like most American kids, but swimming laps.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was one of those kids that didn't know how to swim. And, you know, I actually took it up after my sister started swimming before I did. And I kind of took it up after her and continued on with it. But I was definitely one of those kids that didn't know how to swim. And then... didn't like it very much at first, but as I started to get better and see results, I started to enjoy it a lot more.
Yeah. Do you remember those first few times swimming, or do you remember when it clicked, when you realized, hey, not only do I like this, I'm good at this?
You know, I don't remember the specific day, but I was probably around 8 or, well, maybe I was a little bit older. I was probably like 9 or 10, and I was at a swim meet back home, and, you know, I was swimming a whole bunch of events that weekend and went all best times. And I think that was the point when I was like, well, I could get serious about this and probably be good at it.
Yeah. So going to Florida then, your parents sending you to Florida to basically live in the States and train with a coach and a team down there. That was a big move, right?
Yeah, I had gone to Florida a couple of summers before just for the summer at a few swim camps. For about 2 years, and then the following year, my parents decided to maybe send me back to Florida, but at a different place where I could actually live and train. And, you know, at the time, to me, it was kind of almost a traumatic experience because I was so young, I wasn't ready to move. My parents weren't coming with me, but it ended up being a great experience. And, you know, I lived with a family who accommodated my swimming needs. Their children were also on the swim team I swam for, so it all worked out really well. But it did take some time to get used to it.
Yeah, now you say your swimming needs and your schedule. What's that like as a child? For folks who don't know and they don't have swimmers in their family, when you're really training to be what I would imagine at the time, you were thinking, hey, I would like to go to the Olympics one day.
Yeah.
What's the schedule like as a kid?
You know, a swimmer's schedule is kind of crazy, probably a lot of athletes. But, you know, we typically swim 2 times a day for at least three days out of the week. The morning practices started at 5:30 in the morning, 5:30 till about 7, and then you go to school. Until 3 o'clock, and then at 3:30, you're back at the pool for another 2 or 3 hours, and then you go back home and try and get all your homework done.
Oh my gosh.
Without falling asleep, and then you just do it again the next day.
So tell me about the Olympics. When did you realize, and you're living like that in Florida? Your family's in Macedonia. You're living like that in Florida, and we're talking with Mariana Huddleston of ACAC. You're down in Florida. You're living like that for years, training. When did you start to realize, hey, I could actually do the Olympics? This is a dream that's coming true.
Well, it was always in the back of my head. I swam for Macedonia. I'm a citizen of Macedonia, so I swam for my country. And, you know, it's something that you know, if you really want to reach that level, you just have to put in the work. There's really no other way about it. But I mean, even if you're not planning on going to the Olympics and you want to swim in college or whatever level you want to excel at, it's one of those things where you just have to buckle down and do it. And,
yeah.
You know, it just becomes second nature.
So did you go to the Olympics while you were at UVA or after or before?
I went to the Olympics in 96, and that was while I was still living in Florida. So I swam in Atlanta, and it was nice because I had my parents come and watch me swim there. And then when I was at UVA, right after my first year at UVA in 2000, I swam in Sydney.
So tell me about the Olympics in 96. Where was that?
Atlanta.
It was Atlanta. Okay, yep. I'm sorry. Oh, of course. Yeah. So tell me about that. What was your what's it like?
I was 15.
I can tell you, and you might know this, I've never been in the Olympics, and I won't. That is not in my future. But what's it like? You were 16 years old?
I was 15 when I swam in Atlanta, and I think the one thing that I definitely remember about that experience was just me being scared out of my mind. I think, you know, just being so young, I don't think I was necessarily mentally prepared to be there. You know, I'd put in all the work, but I was, you know, walking out on that swimming stage and seeing the crowd, you know, it definitely kind of plays games with your mind. And, you know, I did well. I swam well. I had best times, you know, but I definitely felt like in Sydney, I did a lot better. I was definitely more physically and mentally prepared for it.
Yeah, yeah. And that was Sydney in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
What is your event? Like, what are you, what's your primary swimming?
My best event was the 400 individual medley, and that's where you swim 100 of each stroke. That was my best event. I also swam a couple of other events.
And each stroke being,
you start off doing butterfly, backstroke, breaststroke, and then freestyle.
Okay. And that was that's what you did best.
Yeah, that was my best one. Not my favorite one, but my best one.
What's your favorite?
My favorite probably would have been the 200 IM. But
IM is what?
The individual medley. So it's basically half of the 400. Well, you do 50 of each stroke in the same order. But you know, I always trained as more of a distance swimmer. So the 400 IM was one that I was better at.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking with Mariana Huddleston. She's the aquatics director at ACAC Downtown and a two-time Olympic swimmer in 96 and 2000. Do you swim much now? I'm wondering, after you leave the Olympics in 2000, and you swam for UVA, of course,
yeah,
on the team.
Well, I swam until 2003, until I graduated. So, you know, after I came back from Sydney, I continued on with my NCAA collegiate experience at UVA. So I continued swimming through 2003 and actually swam through about half of 2004. And that's when I decided to retire. And, you know, I do swim some now, but I try and find other ways to exercise. I think it's one of those things where you've done it for so long and, you know, you do it every day, about 10 practices a week, and, you know, it gets to you. So I'm not
a little old.
Yeah. You know, and it's hard when it's completely different swimming on your own and then swimming on a team where everybody kind of has the same goal and everybody, you know, you have people there pushing you. So it's a little bit tougher swimming on your own these days.
Yeah.
But I do get in and swim. You know, I teach some swim lessons at ACAC, so I have to stay with it. I have to kind of be able to feel the water and, you know what I'm talking about when I teach the people that come to ACAC.
Yeah. My guest is Mariana Huddleston. She's aquatics director at ACAC Downtown, and we're honored to have her live in studio. Let's talk about that, this idea of bringing people to the water. I am actually one of those people.
Yes.
Who's new to this. And I have to say, I've worked in gyms before. I've worked out most of my life. And I got to the point where it got really boring, you know, lifting weights and the treadmill and all this stuff that people think of when they go to a gym. It just got sort of boring. And I've always wanted to learn to swim. And I walked up to you one day and said, I don't know I know how not to drown. That's it. But I don't know the first thing about getting from one end of the pool to the other end of the pool and then repeating it for an hour. I have no idea. So you hooked me up with Patrick Mellers, who was also a UVA swimmer.
Yeah, he was a UVA swimmer, graduated this past year.
Yeah, and a fantastic guy. And I took lessons with him late spring, early summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been swimming all summer and am about up to a mile and a half almost every day, at least 5 or 6 days a week. And I have to tell you, it's one of the funnest, most relaxing things I've ever done in my life. I mean, I look for, if I could do it twice a day, I would. I really look forward to it. It's just so much fun, and it's so different than the treadmill and the gym and the, you know, the iPod in your ears, and it's so completely different. A way of working out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different experience. It's, you know, a lot of times when people start off at it are kind of discouraged in the beginning, especially if they've never kind of learned how to proper technique for swimming. You know, it's one of those things where if you've never done it before, it may be a little bit challenging in the beginning, but if you kind of stick with it, if you stick with it like you have, and, you know, I've definitely seen you from the time that you started your swim lessons and where you're right now, you've definitely improved a whole lot. But, you know, as long as you stick with it and as long as you enjoy it, I think that's the main thing.
Yeah.
You know, you can definitely improve it, and it can be a great workout.
Yeah, and it is fantastic. And it's also, I mean, I've always read this is one of, if you want to stay healthy, this is one of the best things you can do. Because you can do this. There's no impact, and you can do this until, you know, old age. I see people in that pool who look like they're in their 70s or their 80s, and they swim a lot better than me, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there are, you know, we do get a lot of older members coming in swimming. It's one of those things that, one of those sports that works your entire body, so you get a nice overall workout.
So what do you recommend to somebody who was like me, who's just clueless, but knows, boy, that's the best workout you can do, is to get in a pool and swim some laps. But it is about technique. I've described it to people like golf. It's so much like golf, because when you golf, there's your head has to be in the right place, and your shoulders have to be right, and your elbows have to be right, and everything has to be right if you want to do it well. And swimming is a lot like that. There is a lot of technique and a lot of, your head's got to be in the right place, and you want to make sure when you bring your arms over that they're doing the right thing, because it's so easy to do it wrong.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of little things, but, you know, if somebody's interested in swimming and they can swim but not necessarily be able to do the strokes properly, I would definitely recommend getting at least a few swim lessons with an instructor who can show you some drills and kind of tell you what you're doing wrong, can fix your strokes. But one of the main things that people I guess do wrong when they come in and swim is they feel they have to muscle through the water. And, you know, if there's one thing I can recommend to people is just to relax. You know, people always try and swim on top of the water, which is not really possible. So you want to try and learn to swim through the water. And, you know, like you said, there are a lot of little things that you can work on. But, you know, once you get them down and it kind of clicks all at once, you know, you can tell the difference, and everything just kind of smooths out and becomes a lot easier.
We have a lot of kids in Central Virginia who are involved in swimming with the Jefferson Area Swim League, and that's a real popular thing. Mm-hmm. Do you recommend that for kids to participate in this? Because you grew up doing this. Do you look back and see, maybe not as intense as you did on the schedule that you had, but you see this as could be a really good thing for kids as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely one of those things where if you don't have anything for your child during the summer, put them on swim team. It's a great workout. You know, they get to be in a swim team. They get to meet new kids. It's just a lot of fun. And, you know, it's the JSL is, you know, it's competitive, but, you know, it's only during the summer. So if you want to continue on after that, you can. If you don't, you necessarily need to. And it's really all about fun.
Yeah. Mariana Huddleston, a two-time Olympic swimmer, 96 and 2000. She's the aquatics director at ACAC Downtown. And how can folks get in touch with you?
You can call up downtown. The number for ACAC Downtown is 434-984-3800. And I'm there pretty much Monday through Friday.
Thank you for being here. I've enjoyed it.
Sure. Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Charlottesville Right Now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.